tell you what. So I play that Brock Purdy quote, and you know what I'm starting to think? Maybe people are going to say, well, no kidding, Steiny. You know, he's becoming the leader of this team.
Yeah.
Feels like he's becoming the leader of this team in a way.
Did you ever think that of Jimmy? Not to go down this road,
That's a great question.
Jimmy on a good day. I thought he was a tough SOB.
I think he had the respect of his teammates, Jimmy Garoppolo, for his toughness effort and his seriousness.
Yeah, because I believe lack of availability was the spiral of his. It was that superseded poor play.
Well, that certainly had something to do with it.
2020 season or 21 season where he had the high ankle sprain and he was done during the COVID and they were playing their home games in Arizona and still could have got in and Mullins and Beathard couldn't do anything. That's when I think the inception of the thought in Kyle's mind of Trey Lance or something new was on the horizon. Yeah, like, we can't keep doing this.
No doubt. And I'm interested to know if 49er fans kind of feel that way too, or if I'm trying to look into something that's not there. But it's starting to add up. The way Brock Purdy answered the question about Ronnie Bell's drop after the game, and he put it right on his hands, and yet Purdy says, I still could have done a better job getting him the ball. And I'm like, how? You put it right where only he could catch it, but that's what
leaders do, is what you're saying?
He gets it, man. Right. I mean, he gets it, and I think his teammates, guys in the huddle, think that he's the real deal and that he's going to be the guy leading this team.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good thing for the Niners. Let's go to Chucky in Oakland. Chucky wants to get in here. He's got a question, apparently. Hey, Chucky, what's going on, man? What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Hey, Stein, I want to wish you a happy belated birthday, man. I felt all the love you got yesterday, man.
I appreciate it.
Brother.
I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Steph and Ray Renner, they came through for you too, man. That's a big surprise you got yesterday, man.
It was great. It's the kind of thing that my kids now respect me because he called in. So,
Hey, you know, and I got to get out, man. Shane Powell, she now has two homeless tents on the side of 880 North to go along with all those other tents sprinkled across the city of Oakland, man. But my question for you is, and Steiny, please don't shy away from it. Give me your honest answer, because when the time comes, I want to know why or why not this guy don't go off the board. To me, he's a prototypical quarterback. He's a pass. He thinks the pass first. And to me, I think he shows poise, but what do I know? And also, I just feel that, you know that he has a high IQ, but what do I know? But my question is, what do you and Guru think about Shedeur Sanders? How do you rate him? And what do you think about his? What do you think about his skill set? Thank you very much, man. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, you too, Chuck.
Hey, Goo, you're
No, I'll say this because it's changing by the game. And again, I'm no scout, but I was almost texting Evan. He doesn't even know this, and I said, I'll just wait to Monday. But when I see him and his porous offensive line running for his life, I'm like, that ain't working Caleb Williams style at USC on Sundays. But then when he gets time, I'm like, okay, I could see that on Sundays. But Steiny, I don't think he's the tallest. I'm rooting for him. And to answer your question, Chucky, that's above my pay grade, but I'm not looking at him like I was looking at Peyton Manning coming out of Tennessee, like that's a sure shot. John Elway out of Stanford, you know what I mean? So I don't know what to make of them. There are days to where I'm like, that's going to get you killed if you get drafted. And then there are days where I'm like, man, you might be a top 10 pick, or I don't know.
I'm more interested in Travis Hunter.
Well, he's a baller.
Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that guy's going to play both ways in the NFL?
Nah, I don't know.
We'll see.
Thank you, Evan. What's he better at to you? I mean, that's how talented.
I mean, I've only seen him play. Only seen Colorado play one game. He's pretty good. Don't guys like that normally play defense rather than wide receiver?
Yeah,
if there's two things to play.
And you just talked about Purdy, my neck and my back, talking about he failed some Steiny. Just to be durable and have a long career, I think the days of playing both sides of the ball, Bo Jackson, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Deion Sanders are over.
Well, they play the Patriots. So
we got our guy. Can I do my impersonation of him?
Why don't you call for him, J-Dog?
J-Dog, before you go, hey, I just want to tell you that Don Shanahan really gets on my nerves. Danny, tell people in the day, I just can't stand him. What up, J-Dog?
Come on, man. Why you going to do me like
that? I tried.
You got to do me like that?
Yeah, that's the biggest form of flattery is imitation, man. So I tried.
I love it, man. I love you guys, man. I want to wish my boy a happy belated birthday, Starnie.
Thank you.
Happy belated birthday, bro. I got a little present for you,
Starnie. Oh, I can't wait, buddy.
I got you something, brother. I got you a pair of, a nice fresh pair of Stevie Wonder glasses, autographed with Shanahan. So now, when Shanahan gives the playbook to the other team, you can act like you don't see it. You know, all this stuff, you know. I got you, Scotty. I got you covered, man. But check it out, man. I swear, man, if we lose to these bum-ass Patriots, man, I'm going to jump off a cliff, man. I'm over here, deep in the heart, Boston, Mass, with these bandwagon Patriots fans that want to be 49ers fans. They want to be – I got some that want to be Minnesota Vikings fans now. It's disgusting. And Kyle Shanahan, I'm talking to you. When have you ever been a top three offense or anything like that? Like, I need you to score 40 points on the Patriots. I need you to carry this team. Why is it always the defense has to carry this team through your whole tenure? I'm so sick of the costume. And I want to tell you this. I want to be wrong so bad it hurts, guys. I want to be wrong, but I just can't go another week. I have no confidence in this offense being able to carry us.
Let me ask you this. Listen. I'm wondering if
because they're hurt on the offensive sides.
Have you and Airman and the mailman Eric, if you were coaching the Niners this week against that team, and I got to assume you know about the Patriots. How are you attacking them?
Baby.
If you're Kyle Shanahan, how should he attack them?
Well, first of all, I'm running the ball until the wheels fall off. But number one, I'm gonna spell Mason. I'm gonna get Garrido some carries. Okay, I'm bringing in Crowden. I'm getting my young boys. I'm getting some speed on the field. That's what I'm doing. Some speed on the field. Some misdirection. Some bootlegs. Get Purdy rolling, and then hit him with Jordan Mason. Then hit him with Garrido. I want to get my young boys rolling. That's how you hit them.
All right. If they do that and they win 31-7. Are you going to call in Monday and give Kyle Shanahan credit?
I'll tell you what. If we win 31-7, Kyle Shanahan, I'll tell you right now, it's a step in the right direction.
Okay.
Only because you listen to J-Dog and you played some of these young bulls. Stop. But like I told you before, Steiny, if CMC was here, we wouldn't even see Jordan Mason. And I think that's pretty ridiculous because Jordan Mason should have been getting burned for the last 2 years. If you want to be real about it, you know what I'm saying? Elijah Mitchell, you know how that's going to go. So, I just, you know what I mean? I'm not just this irrational guy that just doesn't like, I don't mind him personally. It's not personal.
Gotcha.
I love the man Kyle Shanahan, but as the coach and a decision maker, man, it's a standard when you're talking about the San Francisco 49ers, man. The greatest players that have ever played this game, the greatest organization that has ever played this game, and why are we settling for losing Super Bowls and NFC championships? I don't give a damn how toxic you Kyle Shanahan fans are. I'm never going to be down with that. Never. There's no second place.
All right, J-Dog, have a great weekend. Enjoy the game if you can.
Yeah, but he wants to see 100 points. I'm not saying they're not going to reach that plateau, but Stoney, no C-Mac. Right now, looks like maybe no Debo, so it's a work in progress. And I'm curious to see. Hopefully Kittle's back. You got Brock. You got Juwan Jennings.
I got to throw
Ayuk in there. Nice little receiver.
Well, he's got the ability to be one.
Yeah, he's got the paycheck.
I threw this at Evan on Wednesday. And let me ask you, because J-Dog said, you know, if CMC were healthy, we would not have seen Jordan Mason. Do you think that...
I believe that. If
Christian McCaffrey were healthy right now, we would have seen McCaffrey touch the ball 70, 75 times and Mason get 5 carries so far.
90, 95 and 5. But when I look to that point, nobody... See, where I'm from, Steiny Union City... when you're real with yourself, it's automatic respect. So I'm not going to do what J-Dog is doing, being Monday morning quarterback. I do it with the best of them. But the bottom line is, McCaffrey's Jordan. I'm never going to say or advocate for Jordan to be off the field. But there is something to that. Just like Steve Kerr, we wouldn't have saw Kuminga's bust out. He had a part of last year where he just showed what he could do. But that came via, you know, injury or the absence of Wiggins. So I'm not going to hold that to the fault of Kyle Shanahan.